Top Shelf conversation from Top Shelf gentlemen.
That's a pretty emphatic situation.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, time to talk a little hoops here on the program. Do we have 1-2-1-2? Do we have him, CB? There he is. There he is. 1-2-1-2. Scoony Penn, the Hall of Famer. It's so good hearing your voice, my friend. Before I got a ton of basketball stuff, but I know you're a football man, and I know you're a Patriots man. You got Cam Newton last night, buddy.
I mean, we take him. You know, it's no Tom Brady, but I'm sure Belichick, you know, he knows what he's doing. So us Patriots fans, we have faith in him. So we'll welcome Cam with open arms and see what happens.
That's a pretty good consolation prize, though, right, to get that guy at age 31 and see what the hell happens. I know you'd be paying attention to that. What's this been like for you, man? You're with the Grizzlies. You're on that staff. You're in the middle of making a run. You're having one of the really cool, fun, surprising seasons in the NBA with Ja Morant. You guys are playing a great brand of basketball and trying to make a run and get into the playoffs. Then all of a sudden the world stops, and now you've had to be put on pause, and we wait, and we're trying to get to Orlando. What's it been like for this journey?
It's been kind of at first it was real nerve-wracking because you didn't know what was going to happen. We were hearing a lot of speculation whether we would play or we wouldn't play. But as time went along, we figured out we were going to play. Then it was, you know, how do we go about it? When do we get back in the gym? Just a lot of unanswered questions. But now that we're getting closer to going to Orlando and the games, it's become a little more clear. It's been tough, like for everyone. But at the same time, you know, we count our blessings. We're very fortunate that everybody's healthy and because this could be a very worse situation.
Scoony, is this like starting over? You know, is it like this mini kind of camp you'll have to kind of restart? I'm assuming all past momentum won't be, you know, all there. But for a guy like Ja Morant, it'll be almost like, hey, rookie season's over. It's almost like he's a vet now, like a year or two. No, you almost been through a small season. But I feel like this is such a sprint. But is it more, do you think guys will carry that momentum from how the season went? Do you think the Bucks will be able to carry through? Do you think the Lakers, you know, teams that were playing well, how do you think this will play when it's such a unique finish to what's been obviously a really wild season?
No, you're right. I think this was definitely a momentum stopper for everyone across the league. But I think the teams that, let's say the Lakers, the Clippers, the Bucks, Toronto, the teams that have the veterans, I think this does them very well. You know, the older guys that can rest, they know how to take care of their bodies, they know how to get it going again. For a team like us, it's going to be different because, like you said, it's a whole new season for us. You know, we have momentum, we're feeling good about ourselves. But on the flip side, we were able to get some more guys healthy, but everyone in the league is healthy now. But, yeah, it was tough that it was a stop. It killed our momentum. But for us, I think either way, it's not a problem because the mentality we're going to have is we're a young team. And the message is, hey, let's just go have fun. Let's enjoy this. Let's make the most of it. We have a 3.5-game lead with 8 games to play, and let's see what happens. We have a very young, energetic group. During their workouts, they've been fabulous the whole last month, and today starts a mandatory workout. So we're excited as a staff to see what happens when we get to Orlando because, you know, we're not going into the situation like the Lakers or the teams that I named because those teams have the pressure of, you know, they're supposed to win a championship. They got all NBA guys. You know, we don't. So for us, it's kind of we're the underdog role. We're a fun team to watch, and we're just going to go out there and just let the ball just shoot it up and see what happens.
Scoony, one of the things that is interesting about this is, you know, obviously, like, if you're in L.A., and I want to go – this goes all the way back to, like, March. If you're LeBron James, like, you've got access to private gyms, all the gyms you need. But I had heard, like, in March and in early April that Giannis, especially when it was strict lockdown, that, like, Giannis couldn't even find a place to shoot because he doesn't have a court in his house. So how has the league done that? How have your guys been able to stay in shape? Are you seeing the type of fitness that you want out of your guys?
Answer your first question. Listen, I don't know how true that is with Giannis. It may be, maybe not, being in Milwaukee. But I know if you need to get into a gym, guys can find a gym. somewhere okay. in the city that they're playing. They're professional players. You know, so I know guys have been in the gym, but on our side, as coaches, as a staff organization, we weren't allowed to be involved in any of that. If guys had done that, that was on their own. What was real cool was that we were able to send guys equipment through the hiatus. So, you know, if guys needed a bike, a treadmill, weights, even went as far as guys were getting basketball courts and their garages placed there. You know, guys throughout the league did it. So guys were having ways to, you know, stay in shape with some basketball. But for the guys that I've seen come back here, our guys look great. I wasn't sure what to expect. But guys have – I've asked them, hey, what's been going on? Guys are like, no, I've been in the gym. Or there have been private yeah. gyms that guys have been working out in. So I think that the caliber of basketball people will watch to be very high. I think it might be a little rusty at the beginning, but that's why they'll play the scrimmage games. But it's going to be high level because the guys that are dedicated, they've been in the gym. You see guys' bodies look good. You know, and you know, guys lost weight. Some guys got more muscle. It's going to be pretty interesting.
Scoonie, when I saw you a couple weeks ago, we were talking about Ja Morant. Just share with our listeners just what's the ceiling for him? What is – I mean, his potential, obviously you know how explosive he is, but just what does his future look like? You get to see him on – well, starting you know now, a day-to-day basis again, but just yeah. what kind of player he is and what that future looks like for the young man.
Yeah, the ceiling for that kid is an all-NBA player. Like, he possibly could be the best point guard in this league. You hear a lot of the veterans, they talk very highly of him. His IQ was unbelievable. That's what I'm most impressed about the young man. He's 20 years old, but he sees the game such a high level. Then his athletic ability, explosiveness is second to none. But what I really, really love about him is that he's not one of these guys that want to be buddy-buddy with everyone. His whole mentality is he wants to destroy everyone in front of him every single night out. I love the chip that the young man has on his shoulder. We talk all the time. We had a conversation 2 days ago about it after his workout, that he's hungry. He worked on his body. He's gained 7 pounds of muscle. And the kid is just he always feels like he's the underdog. He carries that on his shoulder because no one recruited him. He didn't go to a big-time school. And now here he is, probably the rookie of the year and one of the young, bright stars that the NBA is looking at.
Our good buddy 1212 Scoonie Penn, the Buckeye Hall of Famer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Scoonie, how in terms of what you guys are going into in Orlando, what are you guys signing up for? What have they told you about what it's going to be like? You know, I worry about. I mean, are guys really going to stay in a bubble for the guys that get to the conference finals for a couple of months?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to win a championship and this is serious to you, then you will. I think it's going to be pretty hard. One of the good things is if you pass the second round of the playoffs, then your family can come. Then they will allow family in. But for the most part, I know the NBA is doing a great job on the amenities they have for guys, you know, whether it's the hotel and all the stuff you get. And they're really doing a good job of that. No one will know until we get there. There's a lot of testing. Actually, I'm headed in here in the next half an hour that I'll get tested again. We've been getting tested every other day when we get to Orlando. We'll hiatus for, I think we can't come out of our room for the first 2 days or 3 days. And then after that, there's testing every day. I don't know. It's going to be tough, but if everyone is dedicated to this and want to be responsible, then there's a good possibility we can pull it off. But if you happen to leave, then I think 10 days or these are 2 weeks, you got to come back and you have to be all alone and no basketball or anything. So, right then and there, if you do that, you're hurting your team tremendously. So, you know, we'll find out here shortly because everyone's heading out to Orlando next week.
Scoonie, is that a no swab there, man? I mean, is that a no swab you got to do? Because I can't, buddy.
Yeah.
Every day?
Well, I'm getting used to it now.
Oh my gosh, I got that for I got the flu like 2 years ago. I got that no swab done. I'm one of those people, like, when they checked your throat, if they stuck that damn wooden thing too far back, I'd gag into. I can't do all that. Oh, I feel for you. I'm sorry.
Well, here's the thing.
My eyes are watering already.
We're doing both of those.
Oh.
We're doing both. You have to get the nose and the throat. But check this out, right? It's funny because there's two women that do it, right? They have the whole suit on and everything. And the first week and a half, I'm like, my experience has been good because I got the lady on the left. I took the test on Saturday. And they gave me the lady on the right. Yo, she made me cry. She went so hype in my nose. Like, she was... very different. I said afterwards, when we have it in 2 days, I want back on the left hand side. So that lady was much more gentle. Yeah, so Scoot, we do that. There's another thing, real quick. There's another thing that we're doing, and I don't know if it'll work or not, but a lot of us have signed up for, after we take that test, we do a saliva test, where what they're trying to do is see if the virus can be detected or whatever through a saliva or however they can do it. Because what we want to see going forward is if you just give your saliva and then you can detect it or whatever and it's done. So we've been doing that as well. There's a study being done through Yale and Rutgers. Here, the Grizzlies, we're dealing with the people from Yale. So if that comes about and that's another way, then we don't have to go through the swabbing and all that.
All right, that's good news. I'll get you out of here on this one. It's a two-parter. It's a little complicated. Your Carmen's crew that you were so instrumental in the last couple of years, trying to repeat as TBT champions, they add DeSean Thomas. Are we sleeping on that a little bit? And did the Big Ten Network sleep on Jared Sullinger not being on the all-decade team?
I think, people kind of sleeping on DeSean Thomas. You know, people haven't seen him in a long time. He didn't want to play the last 3 years. It's going to be tough for those guys because a lot of teams are loaded because teams aren't playing no more G League or stuff. So a lot of teams are going to be loaded. So it's going to be tough for those guys to repeat, but I'm pulling for them. I'm sure they can do it. As far as the Jared Sullinger, it's tough. I think that he is where he is supposed to be. I thought he at least should have made second, but not the first team. That first team is loaded, and that first team is right. How do you take off National Player of the Year and then what Draymond did? Am I missing that? Trey, Evan, Draymond, Kaminsky. And
well, Evan, the but the problem one? Is Evan Turner, Schoon, but Evan was 09-10. I think it's a clerical error. I think Evan should have been the previous decade's all team. He's not. He's on the wrong team.
If that's what I thought. When I seen it pop up, I'm like, hold on, this doesn't make sense. But I guess that going by, he also did play the 10-year. So if you move him, then I think you have to bump up Cassius Winston. And then Jared Sullinger should be on the second team. As much as I love Jared, it's tough to eliminate the guys that are on that first team.
Good talking to you, buddy. Miss seeing you. Best of luck. Be rooting for the Grizzlies here once this gets going. It's been fun watching you. Miss seeing you around, pal.
Hey, take care, guys.